Scat and Girls and Love How It Hurts on BBC Radio 1. It's 13 minutes past 5. Hope you're all right today. Now, I spoke about this when I did Greg's show last week. Now, because I was on afternoons, it meant I had a little bit more time to kind of sit around in my underpants in the evening and play a bunch of computer games. Now, there's one I've had for a while that I haven't had a chance to properly get into. It's called L.A. Noire. It's a bit of a weird one. You play a detective, you run around asking questions and trying to solve mysteries. It sounds really boring. I assure you, if you're sat there watching it, yeah, it is probably boring. What, as you're playing it, you feel like, hang on a minute, I could be a detective from the 1940s. It's pretty intense. Now, I decided last week that after playing a bit of L.A. Noire, I was like a proper detective. A little bit like my mum, who watches a lot of CSI Miami. After a while, she started to think, do you know what? This forensics thing looks quite easy. Like, yeah, you've got the box set and everything. You're well on your way. And I actually had a bit of a clean sweep of this last week. The idea being that if somebody tells me something true about themselves and a blatant lie, I'm quite easily able to guess which one is truth and which one is a lie just from playing this. It's like I'm a real detective. I'm going to see if that transfers to this time of the morning. I might have just got lucky last week. Hello, work experience, Jamie.
Hello.
You're already experiencing the profound effects of working at BBC Radio 1, aren't you?
I am.
You got recognised yesterday.
I did.
Would you like to explain?
On the tube, if you weren't listening yesterday, we played Pin the Tail on the Work Experience, and I was wearing a big Batfink t-shirt. On the tube, a random guy comes up to me and goes, are you Work Experience Jamie?
No
I was
way.
Like, yeah.
Then what happened? Did he want to be friends? It gets a bit awkward, doesn't it?
I did put my earphones in.
So, yeah, put your sunglasses back on.
The fame has gone to my head.
No autographs, please. So have you played this L.A. Noire game? I don't even say it.
I am a bit of a geek, so yes.
You know what I mean, though, right? After you've been playing it for a while, you start to think, hang on a minute, there's nothing to this detective work. I could do that, easy.
Pretty much. The Bill has nothing on us.
It's like The Bill, set in the 1940s, only when it was still cool. So I want to try a little bit of this out with you, Jamie. I reckon if you tell me something true about yourself and a lie, I'll easily be able to tell which one's true, which one's a lie, all right?
All right.
Thing number one, please.
I was the second person to perform at Reading Festival 2006.
Right. Let me get my little detective notepad out. Second person to perform at Reading 2006.
Yeah.
What, in a band? Just on stage?
Well, I was on stage.
Right. All right, thing number two, please.
I've played football with Wolverhampton Wanderers.
All right, I thought that was it. I've played football, that's it. You've played football for Wolverhampton?
No, with the Wolverhampton Wanderers first team.
What was like a competition winner prize or something?
No, they were really close to my school, so I jumped on the pitch a few of my mates.
Your eyes kind of rolled back into your head as you said that, indicating a lie.
Is it?
Wait a minute, because the Reading one seems so obvious, so ridiculous, that seems like the obvious lie. But it could be a double bluff. Do you know what, the fact that you said that the Wolverhampton Wanderers has such close ties to your school? No, do you know what? I'm going for it. You performed at Reading. That's the truth. And the stuff about playing football is a lie.
You're correct.
Yeah! Come on! You're rubbish at lying, by the way, Jamie.
I'm sorry.
All right, look, if you reckon you can do better than that, 03700 100 100, call me up, only if you're extremely bored. That's 03700 100 100. Jamie, man, you got to get better at lying, dude.
Scottish is parting through the rain.